Chapter 16.
He is free,
one of the OLG cultists proclaimed.
The servant of our master is free.
The cultists began to murmur as the shipping container before us continued to violently shudder, and the screams of the old witches inside started to die down.
Okay, I said as I leaned over to Naomi. New plan. How the fuck do we kill this thing?
Kill Ichthigo? Carter, you can't. I would suggest we start running now.
I'm not tucking my tail between my legs. I shook my head. That thing is going to kill everybody in this city if we don't do something about it. And then it'll move on to the rest of the country, and then the fucking world.
You can't kill a creature from the netherworld.
Sure you can, love.
Ada said.
Where panthers can kill anything. Fuck!
Naomi frowned and dragged her hands down her face, smearing some of her dark eye makeup.
We're fucked. It's that simple. It doesn't matter if it kills us now or in 10 years. Ichthigo will slaughter us eventually. He'll murder every living thing on this planet.
The OLG cultists began to bow their heads and prayed to the creature in the container. But I wasn't having any of it. So I stomped over to the nearest OLG member, sunk my claws into the back of his bowed head, and then tore it off his shoulders with a spray of blood.
You fucking idiots!
I bellowed as I tossed the cultist's head off toward the river.
This isn't your master's servant. He's gonna kill every human on Earth, including you!
Will somebody shut up this bastard of Bast?
One of the men sighed, and then 5 more cultists stood up and prepared to attack.
Please.
I rolled my eyes. Leah's tongue grabbed one of their ankles, and he let out a yelp as she yanked him off his feet and dragged him violently across the pavement. Meanwhile, Naomi hit one of the OLG members with her own silver telekinetic magic, and then she lifted him up into the air and proceeded to slam him into the ground repeatedly. His limbs and neck twisted at all sorts of unnatural angles as she pummeled the bastard, until finally there was a sick pop and his body went limp. I sidestepped a moonbeam before I closed the gap on the remaining 3 cultists, and then I took them out in 2 swift motions. I punched the first fucker so hard his neck twisted nearly 180 degrees on his body, and he collapsed to the ground, dead. The 2nd and 3rd cultists raised their glowing hands in my direction, but I was already on them. I sunk my claws into their fucking eyeballs, picked them up into the air, and then slammed their heads together so hard that bits of skull and brain flew from their freshly collapsed skulls. Then, as I discarded the 2 OLG cultists' bodies, I heard the shipping container grow eerily quiet. I didn't like this. Not one bit. Next, there came a sound that chilled me to my fucking core. It started like a soft, low-pitched growl, almost like a tiger that was hunting its prey and getting a bit too excited. Then our ears were assaulted by a shrieking noise that seemed to be one pitch away from a dog whistle, but with the intensity of an air horn.
Submit.
A low, guttural voice whispered through the cry.
Submit.
All of the OLG members covered their ears, as did my friends and I.
Somebody's rubbing nails on a chalkboard inside my head!
I'm always down for some noise play, but this is too much. It is the call of Ichthigo.
I figured that. How the fuck do we get it to stop?
Submit.
The voice whispered again.
You can't get it to stop.
The witch screamed as her face crumpled with pain.
You just have to fight through it.
That was going to be really hard to do. I could barely think right now with the high-pitched pounding happening in my head. How the fuck was I supposed to fight or come up with a plan when my brain felt like it was going to explode out of my skull? Suddenly, I heard the crane start up again, and I looked over to see the slightly crumpled red shipping container rising back up into the sky. The underside of the container was streaked with dark red blood and gore, and it seemed that even with the crash, the crane hook wouldn't let the large box go. I watched as Janine lined up the battered container with the blue one that was currently shaking like an earthquake, and the yellow glow of her luck magic began to surround the crane once more.
Go, Janine!
Ada cackled. Once the crumpled red shipping container was in position, Janine used the controls to pull the box as far back as possible. And then she used her luck magic to presumably override any safeties, because she swung the red container much faster than she should have been able to, and it smashed into the side of the blue container with a thunderous crash. The blue box shrieked metallically as it was tipped over on its side, and it continued to snarl and hiss as Janine wound up for another blow. Then she used the crane to smash the 2 containers together again, and the blue one rolled twice more before it slid off the edge of the dock and into the raging water below. It made a giant splash as it hit the waves, and then bubbles erupted from the container's perimeter as it began to sink into the depths. Within seconds, the heavy metal shipping unit was completely out of sight, and the noise stopped.
Did that kill it?
I asked as I uncovered my ears.
No way!
Naomi gulped as she stared at the water.
If anything, you just pissed him off even more.
Oh, Kanzu, forgive us!
One of the OLG cultists pleaded. The remaining witches and cultists stood to their feet and turned to face us with pure hatred and rage in their eyes.
You have foiled our plans for the last time, bastard of Bast!
One of the old witches growled as she summoned black magic into her hands.
Oh, please!
One of the red-robed men snarled.
They have been a thorn in our sides for much longer. Let us kill them together!
Together!
The witches and the OLG cultists hissed. The dumb assholes must have forgotten about the hook behind them, so Janine brought it back around. Then the yellow hook suddenly dropped down with the velocity of a theater fly rope that had just been cut and slammed on top of a group of 5 cultists. The curses they were hurtling at me were abruptly cut off as they were squished into a gory spray of crimson, and then the rest of our enemies attacked. Or at least they lunged forward like they were about to attack. But then a massive geyser of water sprayed up out of the Ohio River behind them, and everybody froze in place.
It's the
A witch cackled as the mist became dark, and soon a formless terror manifested in the sky above the water. The creature appeared as a large nebulous blob of dark mist whose outline shifted and fluctuated like an egg in a frying pan. Every now and again, a black tentacle would appear through the fog, and each one had a few small suction cups surrounded by purple skin. Suction cups that also appeared to have a circular row of teeth inside. 6 yellow orbs I assumed were the creature's eyes flashed sporadically inside of the mist, and their locations appeared to be in a rough, circular pattern about halfway down its body.
What the fuck was this thing?
Praise Kanzu,
the OLG cultists whispered in unison.
Do you regret turning on us now, sister?
One of the witches spat at Naomi.
Considering I still look young and hot, fuck no.
Beauty won't do you much good when you're dead. Now, Ichthigo, are you ready to do your master's bidding?
Submit,
the dark voice whispered in response.
Submit to the beast, bastard! One of the OLG members laughed. Your death will be much more dignified.
Submit.
I trailed off. I think he's actually talking to you guys.
Our late sister summoned him,
a witch said, as she pointed to the water.
He is loyal to us.
He's loyal to Kansu, not you bitches.
Submit.
The voice hissed, this time more aggressively.
I'd really consider submitting right about now. This is going to be a bloodbath if you don't.
Oh, great servant of Kansu.
One of the cultists began as he turned, walked toward the floating creature, and then pointed back at us.
Destroy these enemies of your master, and then the world will be yours.
Submit.
Last chance,
the cocky cultists snarked and flashed me a smirk.
Submit to your new...
Suddenly, the air was filled with a high-pitched shriek, and the black mist shot forward. The cultist turned back and let out a scream seconds before he was engulfed by the dark cloud. And then all that we heard were the sounds of crunching bones and rapid, messy eating, as blood and flesh flew out in every direction. A moment later, the screaming stopped, and then a headless, limbless body plopped down into the river below.
I told you to submit,
I shrugged, even though I was nearly petrified by fear myself.
Wait!
The old witch gasped as the mist turned to her.
We freed you, my friend! We...
Another hiss scream rang out as Ichthigo launched forward, and 2 of the ugly witches were scooped up and devoured by the inhuman terror's many mouths. Their cries of horror were silenced as their bodies were discarded, and then the monster moved toward the all-you-can-eat buffet in front of him. The cultists and the witches started to blast their silver and black magic at Ichthigo, but it didn't seem to matter. The silver beams seemed to bounce off the ancient terror like racquetballs, while the black magic just hit him and then disappeared.
Oh, my God.
Ada breathed as her face fell.
It's absorbing the netherworld magic.
As the witches held on to their assault, the dark mist around Ichthigo seemed to swell, and his 6 eyes glowed intensely. The creature snarled and hissed as his nebulous form swelled, and then his tentacles began to thrash around even more rapidly. He wasn't just absorbing the netherworld magic, it was making him stronger.
Stop!
I declared as I ran forward and waved my hands.
You guys have to stop attacking him!
Fought chance, bastard of Bast!
One of the cultists snarled.
You want him to kill us easier, don't you? Well, the joke's on you because...
I didn't let him finish his sentence. I lashed out at the fucker from behind, stabbed my claws into his back, and then threw him forward, straight into the path of Ichthygo. The creature's body twisted as he saw the incoming snack, and two of his toothed tentacles shot out and bit into the poor OLG member. The red-robed man screamed as he was torn limb from limb, and blood sprayed out from the dark mist.
"Don't be fucking idiots!"
I called out to my enemies. "He's absorbing the dark magic and getting stronger!"
"We won't fall for your tricks, bastard!"
"Motherfucker!"
I shook my head and then looked at my friends.
"It looks like we're gonna have to take matters into our own hands. Start killing those witches before they make him too powerful for us to handle. And be really, really fucking careful not to get caught by those tentacles."
Leah, Naomi, and Ada all gave me tense nods, and then they jumped into action. I watched as Naomi ran toward one of her former sisters and caught the old hag in a beam of silver magic. The enemy witch started to turn to attack Naomi, but she was too quick. Naomi flicked her wrist forward, and her target flew up into the air, and straight into the tentacles of Ichthygo. Her body was stripped of its limbs quicker than a lightning flash, and then the creature continued to rip through its targets. Ada took a much simpler approach to her attacks, as she just ran up to the nearest witch and unsheathed her claws. Then the succubus slashed the right calf of her target, and the old witch wailed as she went down on one knee. Ada silenced her enemy quickly by slitting her throat, and the old woman gurgled on her own blood as she fell forward and began to twitch. Meanwhile, Leah shot her tongue forward, wrapped it around one of the witch's hands, and then yanked it to the right. The witch's dark magic continued as the beam cut through several OLG cultists and Sisters of the New Moon, whose legs and torsos evaporated into dark matter in a flash. Once the witch finally ceased her attack, Leah retracted her tongue and pulled the woman to the ground with a harsh crash. The polywarm woman then jerked her head to the right and launched the witch up into the sky, where she flailed around frantically like a rag doll. Leah let go of her attack, and the witch flew off over the river and plopped down into the raging waters with a splash. That was when Ichthygo's six eyes turned to Leah, and my heart fell into my knees. Then the creature let out a high-pitched growl as it started toward the polywarm with the speed of a cheetah. I had to think fast. There were two cultists immediately to my right, and I figured they would be as good of human shields as any. I ran toward the two red-robed fuckers before I stabbed my claws into their backs and picked them up off their feet. They squealed and yelped as I carried them like two fleshy living briefcases, and once I was about 10 feet away from Leah, I pulled my arms back and then tossed both of the flailing cultists into the air, straight in front of Ichthygo's trajectory. I didn't stop running as the two cultists were sucked into the terror's bloody aura and turned into soupy splashes of gore. Ichthygo's movements ceased for half a second before he devoured the two OLG members and continued forward, and I prayed I'd given myself enough time to get to Leah. The creature continued toward my blonde lover as she started to run away, and both Ichthygo and I closed in on her fast. Every muscle in my body ached, and my heart pounded like a war drum as I went into overdrive and tried to increase my pace. Ichthygo and I were both about 10 feet away from Leah now, and I realized I needed to make my move now. In a single motion, I crouched down and then launched myself forward as hard as I could. My body slammed into Leah's, and both of us fell to the ground and tumbled into the crowd of cultists and witches. I heard the sounds of crunching bones and screaming cultists behind us as we rolled, and a wave of relief washed over me. We'd avoided Ichthygo's wrath. For now.
"You all right?"
I asked the blonde woman, as we stood up and looked around frantically.
"I'm fine,"
Leah confirmed with a nod, but her blue eyes were wide with fear.
"Thanks to you, I would have been a goner if it wasn't for you."
"You bitch!"
One of the OLG cultists came at us with his dagger, but I simply ducked down and punched him in the stomach. There was a wet crack as the red-robed bastard's ribs cracked like dry twigs, and he spat up a mouthful of blood. I thrust my body upward and slammed my left paw into the fucker's chin in a powerful uppercut, and his head whipped back with a sharp pop. The cultist wobbled backward for a second with his head still behind him, and then he tumbled over and went limp.
Damn,
I'd punched him so hard I'd snapped his neck.
"Heads up!"
Leah called out, as her tongue shot past me and then schlucked against some sorry SOB. I turned around just as Leah pulled an old witch forward, and the hag's head slammed into the pavement with a wet crunch. Blood poured out of the witch's skull as she twitched, and her eyes rolled back in her head as she went limp. Meanwhile, Ichthygo was still tearing through the cultists and witches, while the Sisters of the New Moon continued to inadvertently power him up with their beams of black magic. The unholy terror's shape swelled up, and now he was at least as big as a fucking semi-truck as he slaughtered at will. This thing was already way too powerful, and I had no fucking clue how we were going to stop it at this point. Still, we had to try.
Those motherfuckers won't listen to us,
Naomi said from behind me.
They're gonna doom us all if they haven't already.
There wasn't a spell in that book about how to kill this monster?
No. By all accounts, Ichthygo is unkillable.
Nothing is unkillable,
I said, as I watched the monster slaughter another cultist.
Not to me.
Carter, you can't be serious. If you get anywhere close to Ichthygo, you'll be torn to bits.
Not if I tear him to bits first. I have to try.
Even though Ichthygo was currently focused on the cultists and Sisters of the New Moon, he was going to run out of things to eat pretty soon. And once that happened, he would turn on us. Or, even worse, he'd go off into the city and start murdering innocent people. I couldn't let that happen. I had to get to Ichthygo while he was still distracted, and that time was running out quickly.
Carter, don't!
Leah gasped, as I started to run toward the chaos in front of me.
I hope he knows what he's doing,
Naomi said, but the rest of her words were lost to the wind as I bounded forward on all fours. I really didn't have a clue, but I hoped a bit of Janine's changeling luck had rubbed off on me. Ichthygo was now scooping up three or four enemies at a time with his toothed claws, and they were helpless as they were decapitated and pulled apart in grisly sprays of gore. His back was to me, and this was the only chance I had to take him by surprise. Or at least I hoped that was his back. For all I knew, there could be six more eyes on this fucker. Once I was about 5 feet behind Ichthygo, I launched myself upward, let out a roar, and unsheathed my claws as I flew into the darkness. My body was completely engulfed by the black mist, and then I found myself face to face with the unholy terror. More accurately, I found myself face to back. I saw the slimy, wart-covered midnight black flesh of Ichthygo. He had circular section cups all over his back as well, though none of these seemed to have the teeth like the ones on his tentacles. So I stabbed my claws into his back and then held on tight as I opened my mouth and sunk my teeth into his body as hard as I could. A viscous, sticky liquid sprayed out into my mouth and filled it with a bitter metallic flavor, and Ichthygo let out a shrill scream as I yanked back my head and ripped a hunk of flesh off his body. Before I had a chance to attack again, Ichthygo began to swing his body back and forth, and I felt several sharp twangs of pain as his tentacles slammed into me all over. Dozens of razor-sharp teeth tore into my flesh, and I felt blood start to ooze out all down my body. I let out a snarl as I dug my feet into Ichthygo, pressed them against his body, and then backflipped off the fucker. I landed about 10 feet behind him on all fours, and the creature hissed and spat as he turned his attention to me. All six of his eyes began to glow at the same time, and the same earth-piercing, shrill sound tore through the air again.
Submit,
the creature demanded.
Now fuck off,
I said, as I bared my teeth and fought through the pain in my skull. Ichthygo shot forward, and I was just barely able to roll out of the way as he slammed into the pavement behind me. As I stood to my feet, I sunk my claws into a nearby cultist's chest and launched him toward the unholy terror. The OLG fuck screamed as his body was torn to bits, and I wasted no time in snatching up another red-robed bitch.
No!
He screamed as I threw him.
No!
He disappeared into a spray of gore like he'd been tossed into a wood chipper, but Ichthygo continued forward. This was the moment of truth. I couldn't escape now, and I had to fight this thing head-on. As Ichthygo got closer, I could see his actual face through the mist, or lack thereof. Ichthygo's six eyes were the size of baseballs, with shapeless dark blobs for pupils plopped in the center of piss-yellow orbs. His face was just as slimy and wart-covered as his back, and he had no mouth or nose at all. The 12 tentacles that jutted out of his sides, however, more than made up for the lack of mouth on his body. I stood my ground as I stomped my front paws into the pavement and let out a powerful roar. My heart was beating with the speed of a hummingbird's wings, but I wasn't going to stand down. Not now. I waited for Ichthygo to get only a few feet away, and then I tried to jump up toward his face. However, he was ready. I felt his tentacles wrap around my arms, which he then yanked in opposite directions, hard. Something popped in my shoulders as his teeth tore into the flesh of my appendages, and I yowled in pain. However, my arms remained connected to my body, and in that moment I thanked Bast for making me so durable. Then I bent my body at the waist, brought my bottom paws upward, and unsheathed my claws as I dug them into the fucker's eyes. More viscous liquid sprayed onto my legs as Ichthygo screamed, but he didn't let up. The fucker's teeth dug deeper into my arms, and it felt like they were starting to get all the way down to the bone. His remaining tentacles began to slam into my body randomly, and several waves of agony rocketed through my body. Four of his tentacles wrapped around my legs and pulled them away from his eyes, but the piss-yellow orbs popped out of their sockets when I refused to let them go. Then the light went out, and he was now down to four eyes. However, he had me in a literal death grip. I tried to pull back against his tentacles, but it was no use. He had me good. It was starting to look like the mighty Werepanther had let out his last battle cry after all. Thankfully, I wasn't alone in this fight. There was a metallic sound from behind us, and I saw the yellow hook of the crane, Sans' red shipping container, slam into the top of Ichthygo's body. He seemed to shriek in pain as the hook smashed into his amorphous body, but more importantly, he let me go. I slammed into the ground with a dull thud, and then watched as Ichthygo was raised into the night sky. The crane hook had somehow gotten stuck inside of him, and he was stuck like a fish on a line while more blasts of magic struck him.
For fuck's sake!
Ada called out from somewhere on the battlefield.
Will you idiots stop attacking it? Carter!
Leah screamed as she and Naomi appeared at my side, and then they both let out startled gasps.
You're bleeding really bad!
The polywarm woman was right. As I inspected my body, I saw I was covered with dozens of small circular wounds, each of which was bleeding profusely. I could feel myself growing light-headed from the blood loss, but I didn't dare change back and heal myself until the danger had passed.
I know, I said, as I stumbled to my feet and looked up at Ichthygo. But the job's not done yet.
What are you gonna do? Ichthygo is invincible.
Bullshit! I plucked two of that fucker's eyes out of his head like they were grapes on the vine. I can kill him. I just need a clear shot.
We can try and give that to you,
Leah said in a trembling voice.
We can distract him, which will allow you to take him by surprise.
Frog Lady's right. Crazy, but right. I'm in.
I can't ask you to do that. I shook my head. I can handle it.
You're hurt. Badly. You can't face him head on again or he'll kill you.
Before I could answer, there was a long metallic groan. Ichthygo had grown a few feet wider from the dark magic, and now he was pulling back at Janine's crane. And winning. The crane began to tilt forward as the unholy terror pulled at it, until finally the freaking metal coil snapped. Ichthygo plummeted downward for a few feet before he caught himself, and then he turned his attention to the one place I wanted him to avoid. Janine.
Ah, fuck! We can't let him get to the crane, or Janine will be a sitting duck!
Leah let out a battle cry as she launched her tongue forward. Her slimy, long appendage caught Ichthygo as he lurched toward the crane, and the polywarm woman was able to halt the monster in his tracks. Leah yanked her head backward and attempted to pull Ichthygo back to the ground, but it was no use. Instead, her body started to lift off the ground.
Shit!
Naomi hissed, and then she blasted a shot of silver magic right at the beast. Nothing. He was still headed for Janine. I had to entice him back to me, and the only way I was going to do that was by reminding him who the top predator was around here. So I weakly pulled myself up to my feet, summoned my strength, and reared back my head. Then I held my snout up to the sky and threw out my arms as I let out a long, earth-shaking roar. The sound of my battle cry echoed throughout the shipyard, and I was sure it could be heard from miles away. I held the roar for another few seconds until finally I got a response.
Submit,
Ichthygo's voice retorted, and then I heard the same ear-splitting noise from earlier. Ichthygo turned back to face me, and Leah let go of her target and then plopped back to the ground. I unleashed another roar as the fucker started to float back down toward me, and the sound was so loud that it drowned out his shriek. I wanted this unholy asshole to know I wasn't going to submit, not ever. The shapeless cloud shot back down toward me like a bat out of hell, and I realized this was it. I was too weak to do anything drastic, so I had to make sure any blow I made landed, and that it hit him hard. My vision was starting to go blurry around the edges, and my head was spinning from all the blood I'd lost. Still, I held my ground. Leah and Naomi both tossed OLG cultists at the creature as it came toward me, but now it was just knocking them away without even decapitating them. It was now personal, and Ichthygo wasn't going to stop until either he or I was dead. I crouched down as I waited for the perfect opportunity to strike, and my heart seemed to stop in my chest from the sheer anticipation of it all. Once Ichthygo was about 10 feet away, I made my move. I ran forward and then fell down onto my back as I slid across the ground and right underneath the dark cloud. As I did so, I felt all 12 of his toothed tentacles slam into my arms and upper body, and he began to tear into me. Just like I'd planned. Now, I just had to go full house cat on him. I thrust my back paws up into his lower body and started to tear at him with several short, clawed kicks. Ichthygo shrieked as gallons of his blood began to spill out onto me, and soon I felt his tentacles reach down and start to slap my legs away in panic. That only made me kick harder. The pain now consumed my entire body as the creature's mouths ripped at my flesh, but I wasn't going to stop now. Soon my entire lower body was covered with the thick, black liquid that acted as Ichthygo's life force, and then I felt something warm and gooey plop out onto the ground. Suddenly, Ichthygo's tentacles went limp. The unholy terror let out a soft gurgle as he let go of me, and I watched through blurred vision as his body began to sway back and forth. When I looked down at my feet, I saw what had come out, and I couldn't help but smile. A heart. A black, human-esque heart. A fat lot of good that did him on the outside. Ichthygo's four remaining eyes started to flicker as he wailed like a ghost, until finally the mist around him began to fade. Finally, his entire body tensed up like a dead spider, and he reared back as he unleashed a loud, inhuman cry. Then, it was over. Ichthygo collapsed to the ground, dead. I leaned my head back against the ground and tried to breathe through all the pain. And even though I was on the verge of death, I had to be proud of myself. I hadn't submitted.